Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are feeling exhausted by something that happens in almost every home with young children. Does this sound familiar? You set a simple boundary, maybe it's time to brush teeth or put shoes on, and suddenly your little one is negotiating like a tiny lawyer. Every single limit becomes a debate. Every no becomes a maybe. And by the end of the day, you're wondering if you're doing something wrong. Let me tell you something wonderful. You're not doing anything wrong, not at all. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most normal, healthy parts of early childhood development. And today, I want to share what the magic book has taught me about why this happens, and more importantly, how you can respond with confidence and calm. First, let's talk about what's really happening in your child's amazing, growing brain. Between ages 3 and 4, something incredible is taking place. Your child's brain is developing what scientists call executive function skills. These are the abilities that help us control our impulses, shift our attention, and follow directions even when we don't feel like it. But here's the thing, these skills are still emerging. They're like little seeds that have just been planted, and they need years to fully grow. Research from the National Academies of Sciences shows us that when your child argues about every boundary, their behavior is impulsive and emotionally driven. They're not sitting there thinking, how can I make my parents' life difficult today? No, their developing brain is simply learning how to balance their own ideas with your guidance. And that learning process, it looks a lot like negotiation and resistance. Janet Lansbury, a respected parenting expert, explains this so beautifully. She says that young children's disagreeable behavior isn't coming from a sensible, thoughtful place. And we can't snap them into that place by giving them threats or consequences or countdowns. When we try to negotiate with a child who's already emotionally flooded, we're actually asking them to do something their brain isn't ready for yet. Now, I know this might feel frustrating. You might be thinking, but Inara, I need them to brush their teeth. I need them to get in the car. And yes, absolutely, you do. But here's where the magic book's wisdom comes in. Your child doesn't need more choices or negotiations in these moments. What they need is your confident, loving leadership. Think of it this way. When your little one is testing every boundary, they're actually asking you a question. The question is, are you sure about this limit? Can I trust you to be steady and calm even when I'm not? And the most loving answer you can give is yes, through your actions. Not through anger or frustration, but through calm, confident guidance. Licensed therapist Sophie Showerman has found something fascinating in her work with families. She says that the number one issue she sees in young children is that their families lack clear and consistent loving boundaries. But here's the beautiful part. When parents learn to set boundaries with confidence and warmth, children actually thrive. In fact, 4-year-olds love boundaries when they're clear and consistent. It makes them feel safe. So what does this look like in practice? Instead of offering choices when your child is already dysregulated, you move forward with gentle confidence. You might say, it's time to brush teeth now, and then you calmly help them do it. You don't wait for agreement. You don't negotiate. You simply provide the loving structure they need, acknowledging their feelings along the way. You might say, I hear that you don't want to stop playing. Brushing teeth is still happening. I'm here to help you. This is what the magic book calls confident momentum. You're not being harsh or controlling. You're being the steady, loving guide your child needs while their brain is still learning self-regulation. And when you do this consistently, something magical happens. Your child starts to feel more secure, the testing decreases, and you both experience more peace. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this principle so beautifully. It's called The Glowing Package Adventure, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover something wonderful at a customs office. They find packages from all around the world, and here's the magical part, when they sort the packages gently and patiently, the packages glow and giggle. But when they rush or get frustrated, the magic fades. This story teaches children, and parents, that patience and calm energy create better outcomes than rushing or arguing. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them, remember how the packages glowed when Leo and Mia were patient. Your body works the same way. Calm energy helps everything work better. You can find this story in the Book of Inara app, and I think it might become one of your favorites. Here's something else the magic book wants you to know. When your child tests boundaries, they're not being defiant. They're discovering their independence. They're learning that they have their own ideas and preferences, which is actually a wonderful developmental milestone. Your job isn't to squash that independence. It's to help them learn that their ideas matter and that you're the loving leader who keeps them safe. Think about it this way. Imagine you're hiking up a mountain with your little one. They want to explore every interesting rock and flower along the way. That curiosity is beautiful, but you're the one who knows the path, who can see the cliff edge they can't see yet. So you honor their curiosity while keeping them on the safe trail. That's exactly what boundary setting is. It's loving leadership. And here's the really hopeful part. This phase doesn't last forever. As your child's brain continues to develop, as they experience your consistent, loving boundaries again and again, they internalize them. The external structure you provide becomes their internal self-regulation. But that takes time. It takes patience. It takes you showing up with calm confidence, even on the hard days. So tonight or tomorrow morning, when your little one starts negotiating about something simple, I want you to take a deep breath. Remember that their brain is learning. Remember that they need your confident leadership, not more choices. And remember that you're doing beautifully. This is hard work, and you're showing up for it with so much love. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on. You've got this wonderful parent, with love and starlight, Inara.